In recent years, the Czech Republic has stood out from other European countries, with more skilled jobs being created than graduates to fill them. As a result, pay differentials for Czech graduates are amongst the highest in the developed world. But that scenario is set to change, with more global competition expected for those jobs, and the country looking as never before for education and skills to be the real creator of wealth. The Ministry of Education says the country should take a leaf out of the rich and developed Nordic countries.
One of the models that we are wishing to follow, that's the Scandinavian education system itself. Not only because of the quality, but also because of the size of the population. The countries in Nordic countries are similar in size, and they have similar problems as well.
One of the main inspirations is Finland, which is regularly put at the top of European education tables. Its government made a conscious decision to invest heavily in education and skills of its people in the mid-1990s following a deep economic recession. The Czech ministry expands its geographic trawl for models to include the Netherlands, thanks largely to its success in educating minorities. But so far, there is a shortfall in the financial means that the Czech state is making available for its education revolution. Spending on education has consistently undershot the average spent by developed countries as a proportion of national wealth. Mr. Boschka again.
We need more money, and the whole system is slightly underfinanced. It's of course a matter of big discussion, how would you define this slightly, but it is underfinanced, and we are using and implementing new tools from the European funds how to help the education system, and that concerns all three levels, the primary education, secondary and tertiary.
Teachers this week will march on the Ministry of Education headquarters in Prague to protest a planned cut in the overall education budget next year. In fact, the ministry expects a cut of around 1.2 billion crowns in this year's budget of around 134 billion crowns to be more than made up by European funds. For example, it hopes for around 4.5 billion crowns of European funds to be injected into primary schools by 2012.